Praise the Lord.
Ice cream can.
If you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew 24, there's a few thoughts here.
Da gibt es ein paar Gedanken.
I want to speak about.
Über die ich sprechen möchte.
You know, I have been going back over some of the old tapes.
Ich habe mir einige alte CDs oder Kassetten angehört.
That Brother Dusiel ministered many, many years ago.
Wo Bruder Dusiel gesprochen
many
hat.
Many of those meetings I was in.
Vielen Jahren, viele Meetings, wo ich auch dabei war.
You know, sometimes I can hear me saying Amen.
Manchmal höre ich mich selber, wie ich Amen sage.
And I'm really not knowing what I'm amening.
Und eigentlich weiß ich gar nicht genau, warum ich Amen sage.
And I wasn't aware that what I was amening was going to be tribulation to me.
Und ich wusste nicht, dass das, wozu ich Amen sage, dass das Verfolgung für mich bedeutet.
But now I have greater understanding.
Aber jetzt habe ich ein
I appreciate the word, very much the word that he is ministering.
Und ich ich schätze dieses Wort sehr hoch, weil er gelehrt hat.
There is, I have a regret.
Und ich bereue,
that I did not ask him more questions.
Dass ich ihm nicht mehr Fragen gestellt habe.
But I did not have the knowledge that I have now, or the experience, or seeing things in the natural.
Aber damals hatte ich dieses Wissen nicht, das ich jetzt habe, und auch nicht. Hatte ich auch die Dinge nicht gesehen, die ich jetzt sehe.
To begin to understand, he was not just giving me revelation, or giving us revelation, but he was prophesying and
jetzt,
telling us of the events that we are now seeing.
Ich verstehe jetzt, dass er
on a global arena.
Amen.
Ich verstehe jetzt, dass er nicht nur einfach irgendwas erzählt hat, sondern dass er über Sachen prophezeit hat, die in der Zukunft passieren würden. Und die wir jetzt sehen, wie sie sich weltweit entfalten.
And I don't know why it is. I spent almost 30 some years with the man traveling back and forth.
Und ich war etwa 30 Jahre mit ihm zusammen und bin hin und her mit ihm gereist.
I have been in hundreds of meetings.
Und ich war in hunderten von Meetings.
And I listened to his tapes and I began to say, I didn't know that.
Und ich höre seinen
Tapes
und sage, denke dann, das wusste ich nicht.
So what was I? Where was I?
Ich frage mich, wo war ich? Habe ich geschlafen?
Hallelujah. But I am very thankful that we have the Holy Spirit.
Aber ich danke Gott, dass
and I'm very thankful that we have the word of prophecy spoken so 25, 30 years ago.
Und ich danke Gott für den
and we are now seeing come to pass.
Was wir jetzt sehen, wie sich das entfaltet und wahr wird.
And Brother Dusiel,
Bruder Dusiel
preached the imminent return of Jesus Christ.
Hat gesagt, dass Jesus bald wiederkommt.
And he was right in line with the apostles of old in that preaching.
Und hat so gepredigt, wie die Apostel von damals gepredigt.
They believed that Jesus Christ was coming back before they would pass away.
Sie haben geglaubt, dass Jesus wiederkommt, bevor sie sterben.
And that the culmination of the ages would be coming to pass, and they would see it. They would see it with their own eyes.
Und dass die ganze Endzeitgeschehnisse passieren würden, wenn sie leben und dass sie das mit ihren eigenen Augen sehen würden.
Well, we know that it's been 2,000 years.
Und wir wissen, dass 2,000 Jahre
Hallelujah. Since that has happened, that many of the things that they saw and the many of the things that they shared and many of the things that they have written.
Und viele Dinge, die sie gesehen haben und die sie geteilt haben und die sie aufgeschrieben haben.
We are seeing it with our own eyes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am amazed at the global events that are happening, that are transpiring in Africa,
in Europe,
in the UK,
in England.
I don't think you consider yourself part of Europe, right? You're just kind of like a separate kingdom there. That's a spirit you have to overcome, you know. You may be Nigerian, but you have an English spirit that you have to overcome. That goes for Germany too.
Das geht auch für Deutschland.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are seeing, I called my brother up, I've been thinking about it, you know, I'm not really a revelation person.
Also ich habe darüber nachgedacht und auch mit meinem Bruder telefoniert.
It's just
ich bin
something the Lord doesn't reveal to me, doesn't show me it. I read it and I can get a little glimpse of it.
Also ich lese das und ein bisschen verstehe.
So I knocked on my brother's door here.
Und dann habe ich meinen Bruder angerufen.
And I said, do you know something, Brother Mark?
Weißt du was, Bruder Mark?
I'm just talking from a natural perspective in what has been transpiring and what has been happening.
Ich rede jetzt einfach über das, was ich, was im Natürlichen passiert.
And I said, I believe that if you really got into it,
und ich glaube, wenn du wirklich da hineinsteigst,
you would begin to see the kings,
dann fängst du an,
the king of the north,
die Könige,
the king of the south,
und die Könige,
the little horn being plucked up,
right,
and the bigger horn getting bigger.
Das kleine Horn, das
I think you could see it in the aspect of what is happening in the natural around us.
In den Dingen, die im Natürlichen um uns herum passieren.
Halleluja. We are seeing the unfolding of Matthew 24 per se.
Wir sehen, wie Matthäus 24 vor unseren Augen gehalten.
It will be a time of great tribulation.
Es sagt, es wird eine Zeit,
such as the world has never known or never shall see again.
Nie gesehen hat und
Halleluja. Halleluja. And it's no longer way over there.
Und es ist nicht mehr so irgendwann da.
Hello? It's not way over there. It is
irgendwann.
It's knocking on your door.
Es ist nicht da und klopft an unserer Tür.
Not only is it knocking on your door,
es klopft nicht nur an unserer Tür.
It's kicking your door down.
Es
coming into your house. Hallelujah. You turn on that TV.
Du machst dein Fernseher.
And you see all of these people coming in in a wave of invasion.
Die hier reinkommen wie eine Invasion.
Hallelujah.
Eine Welle der Invasion.
Hallelujah. I was in Ethiopia. My wife and I went there for an extended stay.
Waren in Äthiopien für eine längere Zeit.
And while we were there, this thing they called the Arab Spring. Huh? I don't know what you call it. That's what we were calling it.
Der arabische Frühling.
Or somebody was calling it.
Yeah.
Make it sound good, right?
Yeah. 2011.
We were in Ethiopia.
Wir waren in Äthiopien.
And it started in that little bitty country. I always get
Tunisia.
It started in that little bitty country, Tunisia.
December 2010.
Yes. Hallelujah. And as we were there and I was meditating on it.
Und als wir dort waren und ich darüber nachgedacht habe.
At that time it was nothing.
Damals war es nichts.
It was just a rebellion in Tunisia. What is Tunisia?
Eine kleine Rebellion in
little bitty country.
Was ist Tunesien? Nur ein kleines Land.
A lot of us who are not over there don't even know where it was. At least I didn't.
Viele von uns, die noch nie dort waren, wissen noch nicht, wo es liegt.
I had to go get an atlas to look it up to see where it was.
Ich musste mir ein
Hallelujah.
Gucken, wo das überhaupt
but
ist.
As I was sitting in my living room or in my room there in Ethiopia,
als ich
you
da
know what the Lord
in
said
in
to me? He said, it is a tsunami wave. He said it was a tsunami wave. The rebellion. The Lord.
Okay.
The Lord spoke to me.
Okay, als ich in meinem Zimmer saß, hat der Herr mit mir geredet und hat gesagt, das ist ein Tsunami, eine Tsunami-Welle.
This is 2010.
Das war 2010.
And I shared it.
Und das habe ich geteilt.
I shared it. I shared it in Ethiopia. I shared it in the United States. I shared it when I came to Europe. Hallelujah. I wrote about it. I sent it out.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said it will sweep across northern Africa.
Hallelujah.
This was before it went into Liberia, before it went into Egypt, before it went into Libya. Not Liberia. Libya. What are some of the other countries there that had it?
They went up into the Mideast.
Hallelujah. And he said,
und er hat gesagt,
he said, it will also sweep out of Africa into Europe.
Yes.
Es würde auch aus Afrika herausgehen.
Halleluja.
Und in Europa hinein.
Hallelujah. When I turned on my TV, the news on my internet, hallelujah. And I saw all of those refugees flooding into Greece, coming in through Turkey, coming up into Italy, up into Romania, and God said, it is the tsunami.
Hallelujah.
He said, it is the tsunami. Hallelujah. Thousands upon thousands. Hallelujah. And you have over 500,000?
Yes.
In Germany?
Yes.
Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
500,000.
Hallelujah.
That's half a million.
It's half a million, and they're going to take more. England is not in a much better place. And if Hungary thinks that they're going to avoid it, they're mistaken. Hallelujah. You know, people got very upset with Brother Dusil when he began to prophesy about 2008. And Brother Dusil made a mistake in the aspect that Brother Dusil put it to a secular calendar.
Yeah.
And tried to work it in the fabric or the framework of that secular calendar. And he would come to me and he would ask me, is the Lord saying anything to you? And I think he went to Brother Mark, and I know he went to Brother George. Because he was wanting some sort of confirmation concerning it. But there's one thing I know about Brother Dusil. I know the man heard from God.
Yes.
The date and the calendar may be wrong.
Hallelujah.
We were just going into Ethiopia. And when we went into Ethiopia, it was 2004. Hallelujah. And I think it was our 2008, or somewhere in that time frame. Hallelujah. And as I have been meditating on it for the last several weeks. Yes, okay. Praise the Lord.
2001 Ethiopia.
Yeah. Okay, 7 years difference. But nevertheless, as I was meditating upon it, the Lord began to talk to me and to share with me that there are certain mechanics. There are certain global elements
globale Elemente
that have to be in place.
Aufgerichtet werden,
in order for 2008 to happen.
Damit 2008 passiert.
Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Versteht ihr, was Halleluja. Ich sage?
One of the things that had not happened is that Russia had not yet begun to make their move.
That's right.
Eine Sache, die noch nicht passiert war, dass Russland noch nicht angefangen hat, ihre Strategie zu machen.
Another thing that happened is that the economy and the infrastructure of the United States was still in a place of being strong and healthy.
Und eine andere Sache war, dass die Wirtschaft in den USA immer noch stark und gesund war.
And the aspect of this terrorist network, whatever you call it, ISIL, ISIS, or whatever it is.
Und der Aspekt dieses Terroristennetzwerks, ISIS oder was auch immer,
of no significance.
War nicht signifikant.
Hello? At least we were being told it was no significant.
Zumindest wurde uns gesagt, dass es nicht.
Hallelujah.
They proudly said we've defeated it.
I'm sorry?
The government proudly said we have defeated it.
Yes, but they lied to that also. Hallelujah. And not only that, but the world community had not yet come in line with it. To strengthen it, to give it the power to perpetuate its wickedness and darkness.
Und, aber Halleluja. Die ganze Welt, die ganze Struktur war noch nicht in Linie.
All of those elements are coming into play.
Um dieses schreckliche System zu Halleluja. Unterstützen.
Now, brethren, I don't know. Years ago, Brother Duciel was kind of infatuated with Nostradamus.
Vor einigen Jahren war Bruder Duciel irgendwie verliebt mit Nostradamus.
And I think he was trying to figure out if he was a prophet or of the Lord, or he just an agent of the devil.
Er hat darüber nachgedacht, ob das ein Prophet Gottes war oder ob er vom.
But there was a video, I've been trying to find it, that was put out concerning the prophecy, and it was enacted with actors.
Und ich habe ein Video gesehen, wo die Prophetie von dem
okay, good. Praise God.
Von Schauspielern.
Have you noticed how parallel it's running with that? Huh? Now, I'm not saying Nostradamus is a prophet, but what I'm telling you,
Nostradamus ein Prophet ist.
Whether he's a prophet of the devil and the devil was bragging about what he was going to do and how he was going to do it, the parallel. Russia now moves into the Middle East.
Jedenfalls ist die Parallele, dass Russland jetzt in der
Halleluja.
We're in the port city of Laodicea.
Well, whatever the case may be, praise the Lord. These things to us who are Bible students,
diese Dinge für uns, die wir Bibelschüler sind,
should be looking at our business, looking at God's business, and come to some kind of conclusion as to what business is going to be my position or my place of safety.
Und wir sollten zu einem Schluss kommen, wo denn jetzt mein Platz der
Halleluja.
Ist.
Halleluja. Halleluja. Matthew 24.
Matthäus 24.
Halleluja. And it says this gospel, Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Und dieses Evangelium des Reiches wird gepredigt werden auf dem ganzen
Halleluja.
Allen Nationen zu einem Zeugnis. Und dann wird das Ende kommen.
And the next verse is very pertinent to you and I, because I don't know, maybe you don't consider yourselves a part of the in time company of people. Maybe you do not consider yourself a holy place person. I don't know.
Vielleicht denkst du nicht darüber über dich selbst nach als jemand,
the next verse
zu dem Heiligen gehört.
Is a critical verse for
aber der nächste Vers ist
and a very critical verse for you.
Und yes. Auch ein kritischer Vers für dich.
Because if we are indeed a part of the holy place church.
Denn wenn wir wirklich ein Teil der Gemeinde im Heiligen sind,
then there is going to be an event. Well, not going to be. There is an event that is now, even now, taking place in the realm of that church that is an abomination to God.
Dann wird etwas geschehen, was jetzt eigentlich auch schon geschieht.
Halleluja.
Praise God.
Halleluja.
Ist für Gott.
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand.
Wenn ihr nun den Gräuel von dem durch Daniel den Propheten geredet ist,
now,
an heiliger Stätte stehen sie. Seht, wer es liest, der merke auf.
The holy place church is not a physical building.
Die Gemeinde im Heiligtum ist
pardon the word,
ein physisches Gebäude.
Pardon the word, it's a theology. It's a concept. It's an idea.
Das Wort, es ist ein Konzept,
it's a principle.
Eine Theologie, eine
Hallelujah.
Idee, ein
Prinzip. And it has a particular goal. It has a particular destiny to which it is working to conform the thing that is involved with it to come to a particular place in God.
Und es hat ein bestimmtes Ziel, damit es in einer bestimmten Position in Gott kommt.
And when we, you or I, or if I get up and I begin to utilize that position or that place or that revelation for my own personal benefit and gain.
Und wenn ich aber anfange, diese Position für meine
Halleluja.
Zwecke und für meinen eigenen Profit zu nutzen.
I am guilty of working in the abominable realm of God.
Halleluja. Dann bin ich schuldig.
Right. The thing that is abominable to God. Right.
Etwas right. zu tun, was ein Gräuel für Gott
Halleluja.
Ist.
Because self is something that you and I are very happy with when it is when it gets its own way.
Denn das Ich ist etwas,
Halleluja.
Wo wir uns sehr wohl mitfühlen, wenn wir unseren eigenen Weg.
The devil is no slacker. I found the devil to be very proficient.
Der Teufel ist ziemlich schlau.
I found the devil to be very good at his business. I would God that we could be as diligent as the devil. Come on. I would to God that we could be as good as diligent as the devil.
Ich habe Gott gebeten, dass wir so fleißig sein sollten wie der Teufel.
Not for the sake of wickedness, but for the sake of righteousness.
Yeah. Nicht um Schlechtes zu tun, sondern für wegen der Gerechtigkeit willen.
But the devil knows every button in me he can push.
Der Teufel kennt jeden Knopf in mir, den er pushen muss.
Halleluja. He knows my English button.
Er kennt meinen englischen Knopf.
Huh? He knows my German button.
Er kennt meinen deutschen Knopf.
Huh? He knows my American button.
Er kennt meinen amerikanischen Knopf.
Huh? He knows my family button.
Er kennt meinen Familienknopf.
Huh? He knows my children's buttons that he can push.
Meine Kinderknöpfe, die drücken.
Whatever it takes, whatever button he needs to push at a particular time for a particular response, he pushes that button.
Was auch immer er für einen Knopf drücken muss,
my job.
Eine bestimmte Reaktion hervorzurufen.
My job is to utilize the word of God, not in memory and memorization and quoting scriptures at the devil.
Thank you.
One day I started quoting scriptures to the devil.
You know what the devil did?
He turned around and made a fool out of me because he started pushing the word back at me. He knew the Bible a whole lot better than I did. He knew the Bible better than I did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he shamed me before God. I had to get down before God and repent.
Und ich habe mich vor Gott
Halleluja. Sometimes we're so involved with the abomination.
Manchmal sind wir so involviert mit dem Gräuel.
That it takes some sort of catastrophe in our circumstance, in our situation,
to
shake us, to wake us, and get us to a position that we begin to cry out for the mercy of God.
Hallelujah.
Let me turn, I think it's in Galatians. Somebody can, it says, having a word, having a form of godliness, yes.
Denying the power of God.
Yes, where is it?
It's Timothy.
It's Timothy, I thought it was Galatians. Turn with me to Timothy. Somebody find that, let me know. Timothy what? Praise God. Because, brethren, I'm not talking about the outer court church. I'm talking about the church of which you and I are a part of.
Ich spreche nicht über die Kirche im outer court.
1 Timothy.
Im Vorhof, sondern ich spreche um die
1 Timothy 3:5.
2
Timotheus 3:5.
Is it 1st or 2nd?
2
Timotheus 3:5.
All right, 3:5, and I have it on the line too. All right, let's start. Let's get the context. This know also, verse 1. In the last day, yes. Perilous time shall come.
Ab Vers 1. Dies aber wisse, dass in den letzten Tagen schwere Zeiten eintreten werden.
It said that when this was written, this was a prophetic word.
Als das geschrieben wurde, war das ein prophetisches Wort.
Do you look around you? Do you think that it's here now?
Yes.
Wenn du um dich herumguckst, glaubst du, dass es jetzt da ist?
We do a lot of traveling. We get on planes, we fly here, we fly there, we fly over here. And I have noticed that it's not as easy as it used to be.
Hallelujah.
I start seeing people dressed in a particular way, conjugating in a particular fashion, and those people, are people that fit the bill for these people over there that are doing these horrible things, and they're getting on my plane.
Und diese Leute, die sehen so aus wie diese Terroristen, die diese schlimmen Dinge machen. Und die kommen und setzen sich in mein Flugzeug.
It's a little more edible.
Also es ist etwas mehr.
I'm in a more technologically advanced society. They got their scanners. They got their training, However, some of the places I go, they don't have that. Security is a joke.
Sicherheit da ist, aber es gibt einige Länder, wo es das nicht gibt, wo Sicherheit einfach ein Witz ist.
Security is a joke.
Sicherheit ist ein Witz.
They could smuggle a bazooka on the plane, and they would never find it.
Eine Bazooka mit ins nehmen und keiner würde es merken.
And pardon me, please, pardon me.
Entschuldigt mich.
I'm just confessing to you my humanity.
Ich bekenne einfach nur meine Menschlichkeit.
But London is one of the more scary places for me.
Aber London ist eins wo ich Angst habe.
There are so many Muslims there.
Weil es dort
insecurity.
Muslims gibt.
Viele Muslims, Sheiks and all the things and all of those things, the beards and all of those things, And they're wearing their habits and things like that. Their clothes, the women are wearing their shawls and whatnot.
Also die Frauen haben
and they're checking me.
Ihre Köpfe bedecken alles. Und
they are checking me.
Und die kontrollieren mich.
Pardon me. What am I supposed to do?
Entschuldigung, was soll ich tun?
Hallelujah. Oh, the only thing I can do, I have to get on that plane if I want to get home. Hallelujah. I get on that plane and go somewhere else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have to be able to have a confidence in God that God will preserve me. But what if my heart is not in the right position?
Aber was, wenn mein Herz nicht am richtigen Position ist?
Hallelujah. What if my thoughts are not His thoughts?
Was, wenn meine Gedanken nicht seine Gedanken?
Do you know how many times God whispers something in my ear and I push it aside?
Weißt du, wie oft Gott etwas in mein Ohr
I don't know if anybody else has that problem. But every time,
aber jedes Mal,
I don't care how small it is, sister.
Mir ist egal, wie klein es ist.
I get in trouble.
Yes.
Ich habe dann Schwierigkeiten.
I get in trouble.
Jedes
and I'm trying to cultivate that still, small voice.
Ich versuche aber, diese kleine, stille Stimme zu kultivieren.
We were sitting somewhere over by Hannelore in town.
Wir haben
and my wife and I had gotten out.
And
we were going to go get some ice cream or something like that.
Eis holen oder sowas ähnliches.
Hallelujah. And I had left my phone.
Und ich hatte mein,
in my car.
Mein Handy im Auto gelassen.
I was sitting now, we had ordered our ice cream, we were kind of eating there, and all of a sudden I asked her, what time was it?
Gegessen, und dann habe ich meine Frau gefragt, wie spät ist es?
And she says, I don't know. You
sie
didn't
hat gesagt,
have your phone or something.
Ich weiß es nicht.
And I begin to look for my phone.
Und ich fange mich an, mein
I can't find my phone. I said, oh no, it's on the dash. I have this little Velcro thing, and I stick it to the dash, so everybody can see it.
Und dann wusste ich aber, ich habe es im Auto gelassen, unten direkt unter der Windschutzscheibe.
And it was a UFO.
Jeder, das sehen konnte.
Und I just bought the thing. Hallo? Halleluja. So I said to my wife, I said, we have to go back.
Und dann sage ich zu meiner Frau, wir müssen sofort zurück.
And, you know, she's kind of looking at me kind of strange. Of course, it was. We have to go. She said, no, it'll be all right. I said, no. Let's go. Well, everything was fine. But I want to cultivate an obedience to what I believe is God speaking to me about the most minute things.
Aber ich möchte ein Gehorsam kultivieren.
Halleluja. Halleluja.
Gott zu mir sagt, wenn es nur kleine
Sachen
sind.
Ephesians 3. First verse. This know also that in the last day perilous time shall come.
Second Timothy.
What did I say?
You said Ephesians.
Oh, sorry.
Second Timothy.
Maybe we'll go there next. Hallelujah. Perilous time shall come. Well, I can say perilous times are here. Hallelujah. 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 For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Ich kann sagen,
Halleluja.
Dass wir jetzt schon da sind.
Brethren,
der weiter, denn die Menschen werden selbst
Paul
sein.
Is not talking about the heathen.
Paulus spricht nicht
He's not talking to sinners.
Er spricht nicht zu Ungläubigen.
He's admonishing a son that he birthed in the spirit.
Er mahnt einen Sohn, den er im
Geist geboren hat. That all of these things are going to come to pass within the realm of Christianity.
Und er sagt ihm, dass all diese
Halleluja.
Unter Christen.
Halleluja. I believe it's in the 2 Thessalonians, is it? It said there shall come a great
apostasy.
Brother, what is apostasy?
Verführung kommen wird.
It's a rebellion. And it is a rebellion in the church.
Und
it's a rebellion against the authority of God that is in the Word.
Church.
And brethren, I am guilty of it. I don't know about you. I'm guilty of it. I am guilty. Because there are certain things in my being that I do not want to do away with.
Denn es gibt einige Dinge in mir, die ich einfach nicht lassen will.
There are certain aspects of my character that I like.
Es gibt Dinge in meinem Charakter, die ich mag.
There are certain things of my heritage that I have enjoyed.
Es gibt einige Dinge,
Hallelujah. And they have afforded me some sort of pleasure.
Die
given me a sense of well-being and pride.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What am I doing? I'm not just rebelling against the word. I'm rebelling against God.
Ich bin nicht nur rebellisch gegen das Wort, sondern ich bin rebellisch gegen Gott. Und meine Rebellion
is a greater rebellion than the rebellion of the sinner out there who does not know God.
Rebellion.
So if God comes to me and tells me, sell all that you have.
Und sagt, verkaufe alles, was du hast.
And I piece it out. I parcel it out. I do this. I do that. But I give a little bit back and I put it here and I put it there. Just to be safe.
Und hebe ein bisschen auf, damit ich ihn
sicher. Halleluja. Just to be safe. Oh, I have to operate by good business practice. practices.
Ah, ich denke, ich muss gute Geschäfte.
Halleluja.
Zeigen.
Halleluja. Because I have a family and I have
weil
to feed them.
Eine Familie und ich muss.
But is not God cognizant of that family?
Yeah.
Did not God know the calling and an election on my life when He gave me that family?
Wusste Gott nicht, was
Halleluja. On the responsibility that I have in the community or in my workplace, should I not be a diligent Christian
to
demonstrate the reality of that word that is in me?
Soll ich da nicht ein Christ sein, der das Wort, das in mir ist, demonstriert?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know, God never gave me anything that at some point in time He does not ask me to give it back.
Gott hat mir noch nie etwas gegeben, wovon ich irgendwann zurück.
Halleluja. You know, Brother Duciel,
Bruder Duciel,
I had a gift of healing. He believed God could heal and move and do anything that he asked God to do.
Bruder Duciel hatte eine Gabe der Heilung. Er glaubte, dass Gott Hallelujah. Tun kann, worum er
I remember the story when he was wanting to know about hell.
Ich erinnere mich an eine Geschichte, da wollte er mehr über die Hölle wissen.
God sent, allowed the devil to send to informed the devil to send one of his beings up there to talk with Brother Duciel.
Hallelujah.
It was a fallen angel. Brother Duciel confronted the angel and says, you know, I can pray for you right now.
Das war ein gefallener Engel und Bruder Duciel hat zu diesem gefallenen Engel.
I can pray for you right now. And God will deliver you out of hell.
Und dann wird Gott dich aus der Hölle.
If I ask God to do it and you're willing for God to do it, you will be delivered out of hell.
Wenn ich Gott bitte und
the man believed it.
Brother
Duciel believed it. And you know something? Had the angel submitted to it, he would have been delivered. Hallelujah. Because I've seen the power of it work. Not in that capacity. But in I have seen it.
You went too fast.
I have seen it work.
The angel would have been delivered out of hell if he had submitted to the word that Brother Duciel was speaking.
Also dieser gefallene Engel hätte aus der Hölle befreit werden können, wenn sich dem Wort unterstellt hätte, den Bruder Duciel ihm.
Halleluja! Halleluja! And about the angel, of course, that fallen angel began to curse and to rave and to rant, and he said the only reason I would ever go to heaven would be to destroy it.
Yeah.
Und der gefallene Engel, der hat aber angefangen zu rufen und zu sagen, warum ich jemals in den Himmel gehen würde.
We were in India.
Den Himmel zu zerstören.
We were in India, and they wanted to, the people we were visiting wanted to make a fool out of us.
Und die Leute, die wir besucht haben, wollten uns dumm dastehen lassen.
And we were over there in the province of Andhra Pradesh.
Und wir waren
in a little village called Kanathuram. Hallelujah. And they brought this little deaf and dumb girl to us.
Und dann kam ein Mädchen, die war taub.
Hallelujah. Now, she had never spoken Telugu, much less English.
Sie hatte noch nie ihre Sprache gesprochen und Englisch sowieso.
And they brought her to us because they did not think that there was the faith in us to be able to deliver the girl.
Und sie brachten dieses Mädchen, weil sie nicht geglaubt haben, dass wir den Glauben haben, um für dieses Mädchen zu beten, damit sie geheilt
wird. Brother Duciel laid hands on the girl and he began to pray. Now, I'm standing behind Brother Duciel with my hand on Brother Duciel. I showed you how much faith I had, right? So the forces around him are working against him too.
Und die Geister um ihn herum, die haben auch gegen ihn gearbeitet.
And he rebuked that deaf and dumb spirit, and he demanded that it come out of her and go to the pit of hell. Now she can't hear. And she certainly can't talk.
Zurückgewiesen.
And she had never spoken Telugu, and she had only been able to hear Telugu around her.
Und sie hat noch nie Telugu gesprochen, und sie konnte es auch noch nie hören.
And there was silence.
Und es war Stille.
And the little girl just stood there.
Und das kleine Mädchen stand einfach da.
And somebody said, speak, child, speak.
Und jemand sagte, sprich, Kind, sprich.
And the Lord spoke to us and said, tell her what to say.
Und dann hat der Herr zu uns gesagt, sag ihr, was sie sagen soll.
So Brother Dussels looked at her and said, praise the Lord.
Dann hat Bruder Dussel sie angeguckt und hat gesagt, preis dem Herrn.
And that little girl looked at him and in a Jamaican accent.
A Jamaican English accent.
That little girl said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We all just broke loose praising the Lord. Hallelujah. But there is a position, there is a place in that one day God came and said, give it back to me. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the gift.
He has to give it back.
Hallelujah.
So God does not give you something.
Also gibt Gott dir nicht.
I don't care what it is, spiritually speaking, materially speaking. God does not, secularly speaking, God does not give something to you that He does not expect you at some point in time to come and lay it on the altar.
Gott gibt dir nichts, was er nicht irgendwann fordert.
Hallelujah. So it says, for men shall be lovers of their own self. We're talking about Christians and a Christian environment that has a particular word.
Es sagt, denn die Menschen werden selbstsüchtig sein. Wir reden über Christen, die ein bestimmtes Wort empfangen haben.
Covetous. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Lästerer, den Eltern ungehorsam.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to go through the list of things. Hallelujah. But listen to what he's saying.
Aber
having a form of godliness. Verse 5.
Hört, was sagt in Vers 5. Die eine Form der Gottseligkeit haben.
But denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Deren Kraft aber verleugnen und von diesen wende dich weg.
I am commanded to turn away, not from the brethren.
Ich soll mich weg.
But from the attitude of self-preservation.
Nicht von den
Geschichten,
sondern von der Haltung, der Selbsterhaltung.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Die eine Form der Gottseligkeit haben, deren Kraft aber verleugnen. Und von diesen wende dich weg.
Halleluja. Brethren, I have to practice what I preach.
Ich muss das, was ich predige, auch praktizieren.
Did you hear me? I have to practice what I preach. That
muss das praktizieren,
preaching
was ich predige.
Must be done in a visible manifestation that is a witness to the testimony of what it is I am saying God is speaking to me.
Das, was ich predige, muss in meinem Leben sichtbar sein.
Halleluja.
Als Zeugnis für das, was ich predige, was ich.
But how am I going to do that if I personally am not working on a 100% of the time relationship with God.
Wie soll ich das machen, wenn ich nicht
huh? How am I going to do that?
Ständig an einer Beziehung zu Gott arbeite.
How much time?
Wie viel Zeit?
Am I going to give God in the aspect of my time in the days that I am living and the things that I'm doing? How much time am I going to give Him?
Wie viel Zeit werde ich Gott geben von der
Halleluja.
Zeit, die ich habe?
Yeah. Halleluja. Now, brethren, you must have a word.
Geschwister, ihr müsst ein Wort haben.
Halleluja. If you desire to sell all that you have, you must have a word.
Wenn du alles, was du hast, verkaufen möchtest, dann musst du ein Wort haben.
It must line up with the revelation that you have.
It must line up mit der Offenbarung, die du hast.
It must line up with the Word of God.
Es muss übereinstimmen mit dem Wort Gottes.
And there must be a confirmation to it, and believe you me, God will bring you many comforts.
Und es muss eine Bestätigung geben.
Halleluja.
Gott wird dir
Halleluja. Halleluja. So we go back over here into Matthew.
Jetzt gehen wir zurück zu Matthäus.
I want to go back over here to Matthew. It says that when you see this abomination, verse 15, standing in, let me say it this way, standing in your holy place, what are you supposed to do? Where do you flee? Out the door and down the street? You flee to the mountain.
Wenn ihr nun den Gräuel der Verwüstung, von dem durch Daniel den Propheten geredet ist, an heiliger Stätte stehen seht, wer es liest, der merke auf, dann sollen die in Judäa auf die Berge fliehen.
Yes. It says, let them which are where? In
Judea.
The holy place church.
Dann sollen die, die wo sind, in der Gemeinde im Heiligtum.
Isn't that right?
Stimmt das?
Isn't that what your Bible says?
Sagt das die Bibel?
Didn't your Bible say, which are in the holy place church?
Die im Heiligtum sind?
Huh?
Yeah. Ja.
But, what is significant about Judah? Huh? The scepter of law, the scepter of ruling was what? Passed from
Judah.
Levi to Judah. And out of that tribe, what? Jesus Christ came. Alleluia.
Der Stab der Herrschaft kam aus Juda, und aus Juda kam ist Jesus hervorgekommen.
Yes.
Aus dem Tribe.
Out of Juda came Christ.
Der Christus kam
Alleluia.
Aus Juda, aus dem Stamm Juda.
Not just the man. But a man walking and talking and moving and living and having his being with God. Man in God walking and talking together.
Sondern der Mann, der gelebt und hat mit Gott gelebt und mit,
the Bible
gelebt, mit Gott zusammen gelebt hat.
The Bible calls him the pattern son.
Die Bibel nennt ihn den Mustersohn.
When I am as a carpenter want to make something,
wenn ich als
and I want to replicate it,
möchte und mehrere
and replicate it, and replicate it,
möchte,
I have to have a pattern.
Wenn ich dieses Ding duplizieren möchte, muss ich ein Muster haben.
I have to make that pattern into the shape and in the form of what it is I desire to create.
Ich muss ein Muster haben von dem, was ich.
And then I take that pattern and I lay it on all the wood surfaces that I am going to be cutting and shaping and molding. So all of them look the same as the other one.
Und dann lege ich dieses Muster auf jedes Stück Holz Und alles, was ich dann daraus mache, sieht gleich aus.
If I am a very good carpenter,
wenn ich ein guter Schreiner bin,
you would not be able to tell one cabinet from the other cabinet, or which cabinet was made first, or which cabinet was made last. Hallelujah. Because they would all be fashioned and formed after the same pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Says, let them that which are in the holy place flee unto Zion.
Dann sollen die, die im Heiligen sind,
Alleluia.
Nach Zion fliehen.
We know that Zion was a mountain or a hill or something of that nature in the midst of Jerusalem.
Wir wissen, dass Zion ein Hügel war in Jerusalem.
And we know that Zion,
wir wissen, dass Zion
is indicative of the people of God that have a particular revelation for a particular purpose for a particular time.
Wir wissen, dass Zion ein für die Christen, für die Menschen Gottes, die ein bestimmtes Wort für eine bestimmte Zeit haben.
Halleluja. And I'm not going to go into all of it there. I want to drop down to verse 19.
Vers
19 says, woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days.
Wehe aber den Schwangeren und den Stillenden in jenen Tagen.
It is not talking about a natural production of children and family. It is talking
von einer natürlichen Schwangerschaft und Geburt und Familie.
It is talking about a position of oversight and administering to spiritual children.
Es spricht über eine Position,
Halleluja.
Die Übersicht hat.
Halleluja.
Und anderen Dienst, anderen, also Kindern, geistlichen Kindern dienen.
And if we find ourselves in that position,
wenn wir in dieser Position sind,
then we are administering a pastoral spirit.
Dann
to the people that we are ministering to.
Einen pastoralen Geist.
Because we are not to leave people to ourselves or show them the relevance of our knowledge and our wisdom and our ability to help them in their time of need. We are to be teaching them how to touch the hem of God's garment.
Can you please repeat that?
I can try. We are not to be teaching people,
wir sollen Menschen nicht beibringen,
that they are in need of our wisdom,
dass die
our counsel, our faith,
dass
our ability to discern and to comprehend,
dass sie unsere Weisheit brauchen und unsere Fähigkeiten, etwas zu verstehen.
That they begin to utilize us in the manner in which the Bible says as giving suck and to what does it say? Give it that are with child, bearing children. And to them that give suck in those days. We're talking about a position of pastoral influence and ministry to the people that they begin to look at us.
Also das spricht über eine Position, wo man mit einem pastoralen Geist Leuten dient, damit diese Leute anfangen, auf uns aufzusehen.
Halleluja. And it says, pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
For then shall great tribulation, such as the world was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be, except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh that be saved. No flesh be saved. For the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
Yes.
Ab Vers 20. Betet aber, dass eure Flucht nicht im Winter geschehe, noch am Sabbat. Denn dann wird große Bedrängnis sein, die sie von Anfang der Welt bis jetzt nicht gewesen ist und auch nie sein wird. Und wenn jede Tage nicht verkürzt würden, so würde kein Fleisch gerettet werden. Aber um der Auserwählten willen werden jene Tage verkürzt werden.
You know, one of the first questions I would ask myself concerning this,
eine der ersten Fragen, die ich mich dazu stelle,
is, am I one of the elect?
Da frage ich mich, ob ich einer der Auserwählten bin.
Am I one of the elect?
Gehöre ich zu den Auserwählten?
And if I say yes,
wenn ich ja sage,
what is my proof?
Was ist mein Beweis?
Where is my evidence?
Wo ist mein Beweis?
Where is my evidence?
Wo ist mein Beweis?
Do I line up with the scripture concerning this position of electness?
Stimme ich mit der,
is my life demonstrating the reality of it?
Angeht?
Are my actions and my thoughts, which God only knows, in line with
Leben,
righteousness?
Stimmt mein Leben überein mit Gerechtigkeit?
As well as personal sanctification and consecration.
So wie persönliche Heiligung und
am I dealing
und Hingabe?
Am I dealing with my inherited nature that I got from my parents?
Arbeite ich an der Natur, die ich von meinen Eltern geerbt habe?
Am I allowing my position of national pride in the culture and in the environment in which I grew up be put upon an altar and have the fire of God fall on it?
Lass ich zu, dass mein nationaler Stolz auf den Altar gelegt wird, dass das Feuer Gottes kommt und das verbrennt?
Am I willing to allow thy position of personal preference to be as a sweet smelling savor?
Lasse ich zu, dass meine Position der
my position,
Bevorzugung, meine eigene Position,
my position of personal
auf dem Altar
preference,
verbrannt wird?
Am I willing to allow it to be,
bin ich bereit dazu,
be a sweet smelling savor,
dass das zu einem Wohlgeruch wird?
And if I don't have anything in the world around me to lay hold of,
und wenn ich nichts in der Welt habe, was ich anfassen,
will I find myself in a depressive, oppressive state of mind?
Werde ich dann depressiv?
You know, one of the more classic examples for us in that respect.
Ein klassisches Beispiel dafür.
And I have been meditating on it quite a bit.
Ich habe viel darüber nachgedacht.
From my own personal position of overcoming.
Von meinem eigenen eigener Position.
I look at the life of Paul.
Ich betrachte das Leben von Paulus.
And the revelation the man had.
Und die Offenbarung, die er hatte.
Of God.
Über Gott.
And what that revelation cost him.
Und was diese Offenbarung ihm gekostet hat.
God started on the natural arena. You know,
God had
his education, his position of affluence within the Pharisaical system.
Gott hat im Natürlichen mit ihm angefangen, seine Position in der Gesellschaft, seine Bildung.
The position of his heritage as a Roman, free woman.
Seine Position, die er geerbt hat als ein römischer Bürger.
His position of education.
Seine Position, die er aufgrund seiner Bildung hatte.
He said, I count those things all as dung.
Er hat gesagt, er zählt all diese Dinge als nichts.
And it wasn't rhetorical. It wasn't a verbalization of a thought or a concept.
War nicht einfach nur,
he lived
er
it.
Ein Konzept oder sowas
he lived it.
Hat, sondern er hat
Hallelujah.
Gelebt.
The man could have been sitting in palaces with kings and important dignitaries, and yet he spent most of his ministry writing the epistles in a wretched, miserable jail cell.
Er hätte mit Königen
Halleluja.
Trotzdem hat er
Halleluja.
Die meiste Zeit seines
But you know, God
Lebens
didn't stop there.
Seines Lebens
God didn't stop there.
Seines Lebens verwendet
God,
die Epistel in der Bibel zu schreiben.
God began to touch his spiritual side.
God
the works that he labored at.
Gott fing an, seine geistliche Seite anzufassen.
You know, we get on a plane and we complain about the 22 or 23 or 24 or 25 hours it gets to get from one place to another place. This man traveled by boat.
Sometimes
the boat didn't make it.
Dieser Mann ist aber mit einem Schiff gereist und manchmal hat das Schiff
nicht geschafft.
Manchmal hat das Schiff es nicht geschafft.
Hallelujah. And he didn't drown. A snake comes out of a wood pile and bites him.
Und dann kommt halt eine Schlange und beißt ihn.
Come on. And if that isn't enough, he, at the end of the day, can you imagine him thinking about, what was he, 70-some years of age? And thinking about, well, over there in Macedonia, and when this happened and that happened, the hours that he spent with this man or that person or this family or that person, and he labored to build them, to strengthen them, and to ensure that they would move day in, day out, hour after hour, month after month, week after week, his life energy draining out of him, and then winding up in prison, being flogged. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine?
Könnt ihr euch das vorstellen?
He practiced what he preached.
Er hat das praktiziert, was er.
And then at the end of the day.
Und am Ende des Tages.
All.
Alles.
Not some.
Nicht nur einiges.
All.
Alles.
In Asia.
In Asien.
What? This, no, it wasn't just the forsooking. Look at the word forsake. That means to be cast like so much trash out to the side. And he's sitting in prison waiting to get his head lopped off. Hello? Hallelujah. But the man said, I have laid up for myself.
Aber er sagte, er hat für sich selber.
It wasn't hypothetical to that man. He saw the reality of the position, the place, the authority, the substance of the thing hoped for. He was seeing it in the reality of his mind.
Er sah.
He was seeing the substance of it, sister.
Er sah die Substanz von dem, was er.
Halleluja.
Worauf er gehofft hat. Er sah es.
And the only way he could describe it, that we could understand it, is to use those things that we think are valuable.
Und der einzige Weg, wie er uns das beschreiben konnte, damit wir das verstehen, war etwas zu benutzen, was Wert hat.
You know, they didn't have to tie him and drag him out.
Sie mussten ihn nicht binden und ihn irgendwie raus.
Hallelujah. He was not going to a resurrection. He was not going to an execution.
Ist nicht zur Exekution gegangen.
Not in his heart, not in his mind. He was not going to a theoretical place called heaven.
In seinem Herzen, in seinen Gedanken ist er nicht an einem theoretischen Ort gegangen, der Himmel genannt wird.
For he had touched the hem of a living God.
Yeah. Er hatte den lebendigen
Hand
angefasst.
Of a living God.
Den Saum
Hallelujah.
Des lebendigen
And the virtue that was in God rode in him. Hallelujah.
Und die Güte, die in Gott war, die hat in ihm
Halleluja. He was not going to physical death. He was going to resurrection.
Er ging nicht zu
Hallelujah.
Tod, sondern er ging,
how great a reality is your reality of God?
Wie groß ist deine Realität?
Hallelujah. Says great tribulation such as the world has never known.
Es sagt so eine große Bedrängnis wie die Welt sie noch nie.
And nor shall it ever know it again. Hallelujah.
Sie wird es nie wieder kennen.
My position, my place. What will I do? How will I respond? Am I ready for that position?
Wie werde ich reagieren?
Hallelujah.
Bin ich bereit für diese Position?
Hallelujah. We used to play a little game when we were kids called hide and seek.
Als wir Kinder waren, haben wir Verstecken gespielt.
One of us would be it.
Einer von uns war dann.
We would hide our eyes.
Wir haben unsere Augen.
And we would count.
Und haben dann gezählt.
On the count of 10, I'm coming.
Bei 10 kommt.
1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
7.
8. 9.
9.
10.
10.
Here I come, ready or not.
Jetzt komme ich, ob ihr fertig seid oder nicht.
And more often than not, we were trying to find, still trying to find some place clever to hide.
Und
we were always the one that were caught first.
Und meistens sind wir immer noch rumgerannt und haben immer noch ein Versteck.
Huh?
Und wir
Hallelujah.
Waren dann meistens diejenigen,
Are you
die am
ready?
Besten,
Are you ready? It's a question that you need to ask yourself. Am I ready to face, am I ready to face the horror and the terror that we see spreading around the world? And do you have the authority to speak into the midst of that darkness and say, it shall not happen?
That's right.
Sind wir bereit, den Terror und den Horror zu begegnen, dass auf uns zukommt?
I had a very...
Und haben wir die Autorität zu sagen, du wirst nichts. To have the authority to say what?
To stop it.
To stop the authority.
To say it shall not be.
Und dazu,
Amen.
Zu ihm zu sagen, es wird nicht geschehen.
I had a very good friend.
Hat einen guten Freund.
One day a man walked up with a revolver, a pistol. Not an automatic. A revolver.
Ein Mann mit.
Hallelujah. And he was going to shoot him in the face and kill him.
Er wollte meinen Freund im Gesicht.
And the man took the gun
und ihn töten.
Put it right there between his eyes.
Und der Mann
pulled the hammer back.
Und der Mann hat den Revolver zwischen seinen Augen.
The brother said he could see the cylinder click over.
Und der Bruder sagte, er hat gesehen, wie der Zylinder.
And you know that little pellet they call a bullet? It disappears behind the barrel. And you know it's there, and you're watching, and the finger begins to tighten, and you know the man is really going to pull the trigger.
Und er hat dann auch seinen Finger angezogen, und er wusste, er wird wirklich.
And the brother says to him.
Abziehen.
The brother said to him.
Und der Bruder sagte zu ihm.
God is going to stay your finger long enough for me to give to you the reason why you should not do it.
Und er sagte zu ihm, Gott wird deinen Finger so lange anhalten, dass ich dir den Grund sagen kann, warum du das nicht tun
sollst. And he began to share the gospel of salvation with the man.
Und er fing an, ihm das Wort Gottes zu predigen.
And the man got saved.
Und der Mann hat sich bekehrt.
And he never pulled the trigger.
Und hat nicht geschossen.
Hallelujah. What would you do?
Was würdest du tun?
How would you respond?
Wie würdest du reagieren?
What authority would you use?
Welche Autorität
in a situation like that?
In so einer Situation.
Hallelujah. Let us hope that we have the spiritual authority.
Lass uns hoffen, dass wir die geistliche Autorität.
Not the natural authority.
Nicht die natürliche
Autorität. The
spiritual authority. Die geistliche Autorität.
God bless you.
Gott segne euch.